For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says King Salman now has a proposal on the urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services after they confirmed journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says Congress should pass measures to punish Saudi Arabia.
I think Congress is going to take punitive measures. The range of, on that menu is everything from arms sales to sanctions to financial cutoffs in terms of international banking as starters.
The Saudi news agency says Khashoggi was killed in a fight. 18 Saudis are detained as suspects in the killing. Thousands of migrants from Central America, mostly Honduras, pack a bridge on Mexico's southern border, hoping to find refuge in Mexico or the U.S. President Trump says he'll call in the military if they arrive at the U.S. border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
That's the sound of a group of Central American migrants breaking apart a metal crown barricade at the Guatemala-Mexico border. If the thousands of migrants from Central America push their way through Mexico and show up at the U.S. border, President Trump says he'll call in the military.
As of this moment, I thank Mexico. I hope they continue, but as of this moment, I thank Mexico. If that doesn't work out, we're calling up the military, not the guard. We're calling up the military, and we're going to have the military stationed. They're not coming into this country. They might as well turn back. They're not coming into this country.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker, the only independent governor in the country, drops his reelection bid 3 days after the sudden resignation of his lieutenant governor over what Walker described as an inappropriate overture toward a woman. Walker says it's become clear he can't win and says Alaskans deserve a better choice than the Democrat in the race. He hopes by dropping out, the Republican candidate can win the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is adding dozens more counties to an emergency declaration list because of widespread flooding. Abbott says the worst is not over.
We anticipate river flooding to the moderate and major flood stage.
It was the wettest September in Texas history. Reservoirs are completely full and state officials have had to release a historic amount of water down the Colorado River. The arrest of a 20-year-old man from Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, likely saved lives at area schools. Kentucky State Police say Dylan Jarrell was carrying more than 200 rounds of ammunition and a flak jacket when he was arrested in his driveway after making terroristic threats by phone to the schools, which he has admitted. No motive has been offered by law enforcement. A close family member who wishes to remain unidentified tells Fox News exclusively that relatives are shocked by the mysterious double murder of 56-year-old James Kloss and 46-year-old Denise Kloss, and they don't have a clue why the Wisconsin couple were shot dead in their home. Fox reports the couple's missing 13-year-old daughter, Jamie, is widely described as a sweet, shy girl. In many of her social media pictures, she's seen smiling with friends. A new study finds a sunny home is a healthy home. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Researchers at the University of Oregon finding that rooms exposed to sunlight had fewer germs than rooms kept in the dark. Sunlit rooms had half as many growing bacteria as dark rooms did, and some of the bacteria that didn't survive in lighted rooms are strains that cause respiratory disease.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.